Mark, at the end, just to clarify.
So we've strayed away from the original question, which I will address, onto the subject of resources. This is very much about resources. It's about money. It's also about people, particularly senior clinicians. The reality here is that we're talking about best allocating that money and those senior qualified consultant clinicians to achieve the best possible results when you need them, when you're ill, when your family are ill. And I'm not a clinician, so I've been listening really hard over the last 18 months to senior clinicians, medical directors, to Sir Bruce Keogh, who accepts the direction of travel here, who are all saying we need to stop trying to spread the money thinly over general hospitals at the end of everyone's street and concentrate it in the right ways. We need, as Anna said quite eloquently, to invest in specialist units so that if you've had a heart attack, major trauma such as a serious car crash, if you've had a stroke, you go to the best unit possible, and evidence shows
there's
your life is likely to be saved as a result. But also, while we're talking about allocating resources, yes, we need to save money in some places at the moment to reinvest it in other places. We need to spend less money on acute hospital beds and keeping people ill in hospitals, and more money in the community sector, in primary care, in district nursing, where we need to recruit more people working at that level to stop people falling over into crisis and requiring that acute care in the first place. What I want to do as a politician in Hammersmith and Fulham is keep people well, not keep the budget in the acute sector so we can deal with them once they become very, very ill. So that's my first point. My second is directly addressing the point of Imperial. The urgent care centre will remain there at Hammersmith, so I understand, and deal with the vast majority of cases that go there at the moment. Those people that won't go there at the moment, those that are in an ambulance, for example, are better off going, as we've all been saying actually, to a specialist trauma or accident unit where they'll have 24/7 consultant cover. So what we want for our families and for ourselves is access to the best possible care, not access to the same care at the end of every high street.
Murad, if you